Good morning. Welcome. You ready to practice?
Yes.
Good. Downward dog. Shake your head out, yes or no. And now drop your head towards the ground. Set your gaze to one point. And move your hands and your feet around however you'd like. Set the foundation. Be intentional to create stability and space for flow. Go ahead and bend your knees. Fan your fingers across your mat. And press the floor down and away from you. Lift your hips up. Begin to generate the movement of the breath. In through your nose, out through your nose, and make it hum at the throat. Come to center. Breathe out. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Take your upper leg to the left. Spread out your toes. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Lift your left leg up to the sky. Bend your upper knee, take your upper leg to the right. Fan your fingers across your mat. Push the floor. Give it a good push. Look forward, walk up to your hands. Flat back. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Lengthen your spine towards the front of the room. Breathe in. Wrap your arms over your head. Lift your toes up. Spread your toes apart. Relax your neck. Open your eyes. Grab that. Bring your hands to the ground. Root your feet into the earth. Stand up. Lift your arms above you. Bring your hands to your heart center. Three ohms. Reach your arms above you. Breathe in. Bend your knees. Bow forward. Flat back. Breathe in. High plank. Shift forward and come halfway down. Up dog. Down dog. Breathe in, empty it out. Walk to your hands, might take a few steps. Flat back, bow forward. Sweep up. Exhale, bow down. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, high to low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Our first intention in the physical practice of yoga is to get down to earth, like really feel and serve the earth. So you massage the earth underneath your hands, really fan your fingers apart and get some pressure moving from the core through the arms, through your hands onto the floor. The rebound, lift your hips up, press down, lift your hips up. Breathe out, push your hands on the floor more. Look up to your hands. Walk or jump forward. Inhale halfway up. Exhale, bow down. Sweep up. Forward bend. Flat back. Bow forward. Sweep up. Bow down. Come halfway up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk your hands to your feet. Down dog. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk your feet to your hands. Flat back. Bow forward. Thunderbolt. Wake up your feet. Lift your toes up. Fan your fingers apart. On your in-breaths, play your edge. Every time you breathe in, discover one more inch below you. Your sitting bones drop down every in-breath. Do you see how fun it gets? Fan your fingers apart. Shift your vision up and breathe out. On your in-breath, find your maximum edge. Bow forward. Flat back. Low plank. A pause in low plank. So you have some control in the flow. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior one. Step your right foot forward. Drop your back heel to your mat. Stand up. Set your gaze to one point. Establish your relationship with the practice. You start with the physical ground below you. Spread your toes across your mat and add or subtract space, right to left, front to back. Be stable. And with your gaze steady, let's move some air and build fire. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in. Breathe out. Fill up your lungs. Drop your hips 2 inches towards the earth. Now lengthen your spine. Go up a little higher. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Step forward, left leg, warrior one. The arrangement of your feet's important. You want to develop a sensitivity with the skin at the bottoms of the feet. So you adjust your feet so when you're squaring your pelvis and your shoulders to the front of the room, you feel the friction and the awakening in the bottoms of the feet. Now fan your fingers apart. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inhale. Exhale. Take your right hip and lung forward. Breathe in. Drop down 2 inches towards your mat. Free up here. Take a huge breath in. Go up. Pause at the top. Low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. The grace of being on our mat. Thank goodness. Take a huge breath in. Empty out. Clear it. Clear it. No air. Look forward. Jump to your hands. Let's keep it moving. Halfway up. Bow forward. Thunderbolt. Bow down. Come halfway up. Low plank. Upward dog. Downward dog. Warrior one. Step your right foot forward. Root down. Inhale. Go up. Exhale. Low plank. Inhale. Up dog. Exhale. Down dog. Warrior. Step your left foot forward. Root. Rise. Low plank. Up dog, down dog.
Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk a jump to your hands, flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt, Utkatasana. Bow down. Come halfway up. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior. Step your right foot forward. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior. Step your left foot forward. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Move it, move it. Breathe in. Breathe out. Jump to your hands. Come halfway up. Bow forward. Utkatasana. Forward bend. Flat back. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. Warrior. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Lift your right leg to the sky. Bend your upper knee and flip your dog. Side plank. Pull your belly into your spine. Now root down and go up. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Step your right foot forward, crescent lunge. Prayer twist to the right. Keep your gaze steady. Move air and it'll move you. Five, you can straighten your arms and add blocks or binds. Four, keep your gaze steady. Spread your 10 toes. Three, firm up your back thigh muscles. Pull them into the thigh bone. Press down, lift up and spin. Warrior two. Extended side angle. Half bind. Set your gaze to one point. Spread your toes. Lift them off the floor. Five. Now expand and contract. Use your in-breath and out-breath. Find your way into balance. Four. Keep your gaze steady, or the signals from the brain to the body get scrambled. Three. Two. Low plank. Up dog, pause, meditate on your feet, on your hands. Take the sides of your neck back and maybe shift your vision up a little bit. Get the energy flowing forward and up. Down dog. Lift your left leg to the sky. Bend your upper knee and flip your dog. High plank, spin your heels to the left, take your right arm to the sky. Boy, do you check the students' finger mounds that are around you, see if they're flat on the mat. I'll check Dave. Dave's a popped right up off the mat. We'll see, let's go to Marcy. Let's see what she's doing. Oh, Marcy's a down. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. No one's getting shamed, no one's getting shamed. Step your left foot forward, crescent lunge. Prayer twist to the left. I think we had enough shame for our whole life. Work your feet in the floor. Make that your science project. Your feet, the arrangement of your feet, Create a stable space to breathe. Exiting the poses, entering, exiting the pose, really important. So we want to exit this pose on an in-breath, okay? I'll prime us up. Breathe in. Twist and empty out. Get it all out, all of it. Warrior two. Extended side angle. Wrap your upper arm around your back. Now it's a gentleness. You're coaxing yourself into a space where the breath is moving you. So arrange from the ground up. Five. Stack your joints on a vertical plane. Four. Over here, bring your front foot to the left. Three. Lift your toes up. Spread them apart. Two. Low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Breathe in. Empty it out. Look forward and jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Prayer twist to the right. Look down at your feet and create a connection between the feeling of stability, or maybe there's cracks in the foundations, but look at the feet and then work your way into stability and watch the feet shape themselves. And lift your toes up. So you really want to get into the bottoms of the feet. Lift your toes up and spin your inner ankles to the back of the room. You got to be gritty to discover that neural pathway from your brain to your inner ankles. Spin the inner ankles back. Press the outer ankles towards the floor. Lift your toes up. We'll do another 20 seconds. So the edge, take your shin bones back and your pelvis down. Always move from your bones. Your shin bones back, so the weight goes into the center of each heel. Your collarbones forward. Five, your toes up. Four, your shin bones, take them back. Three, your pelvis, take it down. Lift your heart up and spin it. Ragdoll, separate your feet hip width. Fingers to toes, yoga pose. Come halfway up. Pull the crown of your head towards your mat. A yoga experience. Balance and control and surrender. Begin to straighten your legs. Lean in. Relax your neck and open your eyes. Let go of your toes. Crow. Five, be a yes for crow. That might mean you start and squat, or maybe your feet on a block. Four, maybe you straighten one leg behind you. Three, ready? Two, low plank. Up dog, down dog, jump up to your hands, flat back, bow down, thunderbolt, prayer twist to the left. Train your feet, that your feet are the foundation. And it's not just the physicalness of your feet on the floor or spinning the inner ankles back or the outer ankles down. It's your willingness as a human being to stay the course, what matters most to you. We practice this concept of what matters most to us on the mat by being intentional, setting the gaze and breathing and realizing that this is the metaphysical foundation, your gaze and your breath. And then there's a deeper foundation. Like I said, it's your willingness to stay the course, the heart to face the truth. You're digging it up right in the body right now. The body will never lie to you. If you're going to find truth, it's right here, right now, with the air moving in and out of your nose, the earth underneath your feet, the fire burning. We'll do 10 counts. You can straighten your arms. And the space that's revealing itself, you're clearing a space. Know that whatever comes up in this experience, psychologically, physically, emotionally, is the clearing. Five, so it's your staying power. That's really important. Four. So that's just strength and flexibility. Three, lift your toes up. Take your shin bones back. Now lift your collarbones up and spin it. Ragdoll. Great. Gorilla. You get some really good tractioning through the spine when you lean forward and straighten your legs. You try to pull your hands out from underneath your feet. Take your hands out from underneath your feet. Crawl. Good strengthening and conditioning for the wrists. Five, claw the floor, strengthen your fingers and your core. Four, shift your gaze about 10 inches forward. Three, two, low plank. Up dog, nice Ash. Down dog, jump up your hands. Halfway up, bow down. Root down, stand up, take your arms above you. Eagle, unbroken, right in. Continuity, five. Feel that stream from the tailbone to the crown of the head. Four, work from the bones. Stack your shoulders over your hips. Three, square your pelvis and your shoulders to the front of the room. Drop down 2 inches towards your mat and breathe out. Be patient. Sweep up. Good listening. Eagle. Five. Four. Three. Squeeze your thigh bones together. And then loosen them up a little. Two. Sweep up. Eagle. Work, if you're not working with injuries, to get the right foot around the bottom calf. Create some malleability and pliability in the tendons. We need that. Drop down towards the floor and breathe out. Sweep up. Eagle. Five. Keep your shoulders over your hips. Four, for a lot of us, we feel so much more aliveness in the legs. Three, we start leaning back just a little. Two, sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it, breathe in. Empty it out. Standing leg raise, balance on your left leg. Bring your right knee up to hip height and stay here, or extend your upper leg in front of you. One, two, three, four. Take your upper leg to the right, gaze to the left. One, two, feel your tender lips touch each other. Bring your upper leg forward and twist. Make your eyes tender, point to point. Don't harden up on the path. Gaze forward, lift your arms above you, breathe in. Airplane. Half moon. It's a great assist. Putting a block down underneath your left hand, maybe stacking them up. Stay here at half bow. Five. Pull the pit of your abdomen into the lumbar spine. Four. Now feel that region, the solar plexus. Shine out. Two. Look up. Shine out. Ragdoll. Good. Bring your hands to the floor. Walk your feet together. Stand up. Take your arms high. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it. Breathe in. Empty it out. Standing leg raise. Balance on your right leg. One, two, three, four. Take your upper leg to the left. Gaze to the right. One, two, three, four. Close it and spin. Gaze forward, lift your arms above you, breathe in. Airplane. Half moon. Half bow. Your hips are in warrior two hips. You stack your hips. Five. Four. You feel that? Three. Pull your belly button to your spine. Look up. Make your hand shine out. Two. Ragdoll. Mm-hmm. Bring your hands to the floor. Walk your feet together. Stand up. Take your arms high. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out. Breathe in. Empty. Standing bow. Lift your left arm up. Lower your right arm by your side. Bend your right knee. Grab your ankle, your shin. Ready? Go. Five. Feel the offering from the bottom toes. They're working and informing the bottom foot. Four. Bottom foot informs the upper foot. From the feet into the core. Three. From the core to the hands. Two. Bring her upper foot to the floor. Standing bow. Start the bottom foot on 12 o'clock. Work with precision and accuracy. Aim. 1 point. Five. Four. I always work with a bending in the bottom knee, and then a straightening. Three. Pull in the thigh muscles. Two. All right. Bring your upper foot to the floor. Standing bow. Hey, work your aim. Heart and eyes come together. Well, they've always been together, but there's just been a disjunct, a disconnection, especially at the throat. So take the sides of the neck back. See what you're looking at. Be with it. Dissolve any trance. Keep breathing in and working upward. Five. Tighten up your thigh muscles as a progression. Four, little by little, pull in. Pull your belly to your spine. Three, now press down into the floor. Move your upper shin back. Go forward and up. Yes, bring your upper foot to the mat. Standing bow. Let's not get lost in the transition. Let's go. Ready? Usually out of sight, out of mind. Let's not lose neutral with the upper ankle. So it's both feet that are on 12 o'clock. In every pose, every joint system is active. Ten. Is it easier to straighten your upper leg if you bend the bottom knee and then straighten your leg simultaneously? Five. Shift your vision up. When your vision goes up, does it feel like the energy goes up? Three. Move back. Go forward and up. Two. Yeah. Leg. Steady vision, steady mind. Wandering eyes, wandering mind. Witness that. Wandering and resistance are just pointers back to the path. They're invitations to call you back to the path, the right here, the right now. Lift your arms above you. Pull your belly up to your spine. Get conscious of your back body. Contract the lower ribs into the center line of the body and puff up the mid-back. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Lower your upper foot to the ground. Tree. Lift your arms to the sky. Feel the air enter and exit the ring of the nostrils. Fan your fingers. Look up. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Lower your upper foot to the ground. Reach up. Breathe in. Bow forward. Flat back. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior. Step your right foot forward. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Triangle. Five, will you consider sliding your feet front to back a few inches? Four, and then do a few more. Three, lift your toes up, fan your fingers. Now from the inside, shine out through the skin. Root down, stand up, face left. Take your arms above you. Lower your right arm by your side, bind your shoulders. Maybe grab a strap so you can connect your hands. Press the floor, lengthen your spine and breathe in. Bow forward. Get a good visual of the alignment. So once you have even mat space behind your heels, you lined up your heels, use that line as a reference point. Take your hips forward over that line. Relax your neck. If you got your head on the mat, you want to bring your feet a little closer. Or your elbow, feet a little closer. Now breathe in. Empty it out. Stand up. Face front. Reverse prayer. Bow of your front leg. Oh. You don't crush your thumbs. Twisting triangle. More, back. Yeah, longer. Five, go longer. Yes. Four. Three, a little longer, yeah. Press down, lengthen your spine, lift up and spin it. Two. Chaturanga, there we go. Up dog. Down dog, warrior, step your left foot forward. You're doing great, let's just keep going. Warrior two. Straighten your legs, triangle. Five. Tell you a little miracle when you play your edge. Four. Keep going. Three. Two. Stand up. Pull these in. Face right. Take your arms above you. Lower your left arm by your side. Making hands meet at your upper back and breathe them. Bow forward. You injured? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, lace your fingers. That's okay, yeah? Like that? Can you do that? Yeah, go ahead. Lace them up. That's it. Lift your toes up. Spread them apart. Do inner ankles back and outer ankles down. Maybe you got to bring your feet a little closer. You have more dexterity in the feet. Maybe a little closer in. Breathe in. Empty it out. Stand up. Yeah, does that feel more stable? Face front. Reverse prayer. Bow over your front leg. Twisting triangle. Conscious building of the foundation. Five. Go longer. Four. Flat. Three. Shorter. Two. Flat. Chaturanga, that bottom hand. Yes. Up dog. Down dog. High plank. Lower down. Four, three, two, one. Bring your arms by your side. Heat is awesome, huh? Flip your head to the other side. All right, let's keep moving. Locust, lace your fingers at your lower back. Maybe work with a strap, but get your shoulder blades as close to the spine as you can. Press down and come on up. Bring your thigh bones into the center line. Five, move bones. Lift your thigh bones off the mat. Four, and pull them into the center. Three, press the back of your neck up to the sky, the back of it. Chin to the chest a little. Come down. Bow. Let's not get stuck here. Pull your thigh bones to the center on your in-breath. Move your shin bones back. Go slow, a steady stream, a pranic current, not jolting. Five. Four. Feel the flow from the core through the legs into the feet. Three. Lift your collarbones up. Take the sides of your neck back. Come back to the mat. Bow. Let's go. Ease. So once you come into the pose, can you practice taking the excess tension out and finding relaxation in the effort? A willingness just to stay the course with what matters most. And what matters most right now is the very instant of the in-breath or the out-breath. Stay with it. There's a marked moment. Stay with it. Be in your power. 5, work your shin bones back and your thigh bones up. 4, 3, open it up. 2, come down. Up dog. Down dog. Camel. 5. Four, 3, 2, down dog. Camel. 5. 4, oh, this is a nice spot right here. 3, 2, come back to the floor. No wonder why you sit here, huh? This is nice. Bridge. Press your feet down, lift your hips up. Clasp your hands at your lower back. 5. Wriggle in the shoulder blades to the center line. 4. Squeeze it, Ralphie. That's good. 3. Squeeze it, B. 2. Come on down. Wheel. Reset your feet. Create your foundation. Press down and come up. Get the length of each finger connected to the floor and then dial into the finger mounds. Maybe add a subtract space, feel out the foundation. There you go. Bring your chin to your chest, exit one vertebra at a time. Wheel. Let's keep peeling those layers away. Ready? Come on up. Play with, is it possible, pointing the toes in, pigeon-toed, without straining your knees. Take your heart to the back of the studio. Move that way, heart towards the back of the studio. Good, bring your chin to your chest. Exit. Wheel. Ready? Root down and go up. Bring your feet a little closer and crisp. Squeeze out. 5, straight. 4. 3, press into the mat. Go up. 2, you can stay up or come down. Breathe in. Empty it out. Ready, root and rise. Come on up. 5, 4, from your core, press down into the earth. 3, good. 2, all right, good work. All right, 3 more. Ready, set, go. 5, 4, 3, 2, good work. Breathe in. Empty it out. Push into my hands. Wheel. Press down and go up. Push right into my hands with your legs. 5. 4. 3. 2. All right, good job. Breathe in. Empty it out. All right, let's complete this with heart. Ready? Set. Help your neighbor out. Go up. Come on up. Pulling. 10. Push into my hands. Push in, push in, push in. More, more. More, go more, more, more. Stay with that now. 5, keep that. 4, 3, good. 2, exit with ease. All right, bring the bottoms of your feet together. Splay your knees apart. Close your eyes. Straighten your legs, take your arms back. Breathe in. Empty it out. Breathe in. Empty it out. All right, pull your knees into your chest. Give yourself a back massage. Bring your hands over your head. You okay with this? Dead bug. Anyone running the marathon tomorrow? Nobody? No. Okay. What do you think you're doing right now? No, really, I'm just wondering. I ran the marathon. And I practiced the day before. I didn't go crazy, but I showed up. I'd get charged up here. I don't have to go bananas when I'm on my mat. I just want to be around people and remember I'm part of something bigger. And that's what inspires me to do the work. So, I don't know, I was just asking. No judgment, just wondering, an inquiry. Does anyone know who anybody who's running tomorrow? All right. They're going to be in pain tomorrow. It's going to be hot?
For them, yeah.
Well, it's good training right here. Let go of your feet. Straighten your legs up to the sky. Clasp your hands at the back of your head. Lift your shoulder blades off your mat and breathe in. Exhale, go. Coach yourself into an awesome core work sequence. Tighten up your legs. Lift your chin off your chest bit. And can you get your shoulder blades another inch or two off the floor when you rise up on your out-breath? Mm-hmm. And don't go so low on the in-breath. Can you tighten up the core and do that work here? About 10 more counts. Three. 2, 1. Sit on your forearms and lower your legs 30% towards your mat. 60% down. 2 inches from the ground. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift your legs up. Pull your knees into your chest. Bicycle. It's good to add a couple increments of velocity. And then maybe subtract a little bit and to see if you can to adapt into a stronger flow. About 10 counts. The flow, as long as it's continuous, could be like a little drip, a little trickle, a river. You go fast like a torrent, but lift your arms to the sky. There's a nonstop movement. Lower your legs 2 inches from the ground. Do crossovers right to left. Legs down 2 inches from the ground and do crossovers. Make them burn by tightening your legs up and spreading your toes and then lifting your shoulder blades a few inches off your mat. Bring your legs together and go side to side. And you bring your legs together, lift your right leg up and your right leg down. Lift your left leg up and your left leg down. Lift your right leg up and then switch legs. 10. Keep your legs pulled into center. Lift your shoulder blades up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift your legs up. Pull your knees to your chest. Twist. Take your knees to the left and your chin to your right shoulder. Bring your knees up to center, over to the right. Close your eyes. Internalize your awareness. And I think there's one of the reasons why we love this practice and the physicalness of it, the intensity of it. Something profound, what happens to the heart, the spirit, the mind, not just the physical body, when we get onto the mat and we're intentional and purposeful. And I say get on the mat because that takes a lot to get on the mat. I appreciate you here and I acknowledge you here. I know a lot could have kept you off the mat today, but your heart's big enough and your mind's clear enough to be here. You know there's a huge offering to this globe. You know, an awake person, someone who's up to something bigger. Bring your knees up to center and over to the right. Bring your chin to your left shoulder. We do that?
Yeah.
We did? All right, come back to the middle. Grab behind your thighs. Flex your feet. Rock and roll 3 or 4 times. Get some momentum and transition, down dog. Half pigeon, lunge your right leg forward. Maybe put a block underneath your right sitting bone and a block underneath your forehead. Or you can lay on your back and do a figure four. If you need anything, you can ask me a body. Did a lot of work. Let's get to the receiving end of this asana. So set up the pose, create the form. The physicalness, the asana, the container, create that so it's stable and you're relaxed. And now the verb, yoga, the action of pulling the air in and pushing the air out. Assist the breath, assist it. If I'm not actively, consciously creating each in-breath, co-creating each in-breath and co-creating each out-breath, I'm not breathing ujjayi. I have to be intentional from point to point in the breath. You just learn how to pay attention. That's it, moment to moment to moment to moment. Relax your jaw, unclench there. Check out the whole region around the mouth up to the brow. Relax there. Flex your upper foot. Be tenacious and flex your upper foot. Create
Create your Ujjayi breath.
Help us. Help us listen. Oh, how about this one? Better?
Or five more counts. Breathe in. Empty it out. Down dog.
Half pigeon, lunge your left leg forward. Most powerful thing you can do in any pose is generate the flow and the movement of the air. Now remember, you maybe just start it like a little drip. You pull in the air with like a slower velocity, less velocity, and then the second or third cycle of breath, you accrue some speed in the breath, like some velocity there, and maybe some resistance in the throat. So you're strengthening your lungs here, not just your eardrums and your consciousness, but your lungs that are really a great messenger to the spirit. Sometimes holding the in-breath or holding the out-breath, the body can assimilate physiologically more effectively when there's a pause. Maybe you got to look. I mean, really, that's what you're doing here, is studying movement down to its most subtle level. Flex your upper foot. Don't let it get dull or sleepy. Any tension in the neck you can let go of? How about the hands or the shoulders? The moment you're not looking, it sneaks right in. Breathe in, empty it out, double pigeon. Practice meditation, move into stillness, create your foundation, and lean right in. Drop your head down towards your mat. And you close your eyes and locate the muscles that move the eyes around and send a signal to relax the muscles that move the eyes. Work into being still.
still. Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. Switch legs. Flex your feet. Relax your neck. Fill the space of your body with air. That's a huge contribution to the people around you when you're really in your practice and you're in your zone. That's why it's so good to practice around people. Few more counts. You okay? Mm-hmm. Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. Seated forward bend. With your belly, your chest, and your thighs, slowly begin to slide your heels away from your hips and your hips away from your heels. Keep your head down, neck relaxed, jaw unclenched. Move your outer shins in. Breathe in. Empty it out. Firm up your thigh muscles. Sit up. Inverted tabletop. Five, four, three, too much coke. Two, come down. Take an inversion. The feeling of completing. The power of beginning. You know, I actually lived in Milford, Massachusetts, is about 40 minutes west of here, right? Right next to the start of the marathon. It's in Hopkinton. And when I grew up, my parents brought me to the beginning of the marathon for years, since I've been a little kid and, you know, dressed up in costumes and stuff and made a big day out of it. And I always used to tell my dad, I go, someday, and he's like, yeah, you're not going to ever run this. And my dad was, like, super into, like, he was always supporting me. He was like, eh. And once I started power yoga and practicing breathing, and it was, like, a couple weeks, I was like, I'm gonna run the marathon. And I started running, like, 2 miles a day, and that's all I ever did, 2 or 3 miles a day. And then I said, because I knew I had power yoga. I knew I could breathe my way through anything. So I did it, and then I just did it 7 years in a row, and then I stopped because it wasn't fun anymore. And then my mom took it up at 55, and she ran 15 marathons, Boston marathons, I know. And I can really say it's this practice that brought me closer to my mother, like really. I don't know how, but yoga always promised that you'll get closer to your mother. And she doesn't have to be around right now. We're getting closer to the earth. That's where you come from, and that's where you're going back. I mean, you can interpret closer to your mother any way you'd like. Maybe closer to your nature, your ability to take care of yourself, but closer to this energy that's bringing us all back together. Boston's an awesome place, actually. Look, it has the marathon. It has Baptiste Power Yoga Boston. It has, what else? Boston. What else? Magnolias in bloom. What else? Yeah, but lilacs are everywhere in every city, aren't they? Oh, how about the Arboretum? Mm.
You can bring, what else? Us? All of us. Right here, right now, right? This will never happen again anywhere. Never did, never will. Even if we came in with the same clothes and we stayed in the same space, and even if I taught the same cues and the same sequence and Bordy stood in the same place, never could we recreate today, huh? You can take your knees to your forehead or your feet to the floor, plow. Take your knees by your ears. Okay. Bring your pelvis to the mat. Pull your knees into your chest. Give yourself a squeeze and supine twist to the right. Bring your knees to center. Pull your knees into your chest. Straighten your right leg down on the floor. Supine twist to the left. Bring your knees back to your body. Pull in. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Drop your knees out to the side. If you'd like to straighten your legs and let your feet flop out to the side, and do that. It's one of the most insightful things I've discovered in my practice is when I'm lost in thought, I don't know I'm lost in thought. How do I create being present right now? Feel the body that's on your mat. Feel the floor below you. Listen to my voice. When my voice stops, you got to keep your listening out here. Lots of sounds. Some are really far away. Some are really close. But practice listening out here. It's different than listening to the noise in between your ears. Break free of that. It's literally a prison. The moment you're out, you'll know it. So listen. Listen. Practice. Put your whole life energy, everything you got, all the love you got into listening, just listening. When you get lost and you see yourself lost, that's a great opportunity. Take a huge breath in. Open your mouth, let it go.
Breathe in. Empty it out.
Roll over onto your right. Keep your eyes closed. Sit up. Put your hands in a prayer over your heart center. Clear it out. Take a breath in. Empty it out. Three ohms. Prayer hands to your forehead center. Take a breath in. Together we say, namaste. Peace and love. Good work, you guys. Nice work. Go have an awesome day, okay? Go get water and get some electrolytes in your body. Get some water-rich food. It's important for hydration, okay? When you stand up, stay on your feet. Spray your blocks down. Do that neatly. And if you've got a strap, right, and it got really wet, put it in the hamper with the mat and the yogi toes. Otherwise, hang it up by the long part. I'll see you soon. Take care. You're welcome.